for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
And we'll throw it down to Chris Nichols, who's waiting with Damien McMahon for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine.
Well, that's a great start, Damien. Two from two.
Yeah, we'll take it. If you got off of that at the start of the season, you'd certainly take it going into a bye for Easter.
And what are the plans over the next week with the bye?
We'll have a recovery session at Geelong Gym tomorrow. Bit of pool and a bit of recovery there. We'll do our review and train on Tuesday night, Thursday night, normal Thursday, other than we're going to invite all our colts along. So we'll do a collective session there. We're undecided whether we'll do anything at Easter yet. We'll just see how we pull up. We might do a light run over the break. If not, we'll give them some time off and get back into it the following Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, leading into the West game.
Mac, I really appreciate your time. Well done today. It's not often that you actually go goalless in a quarter and win a game of footy. You went a big gap between Lachie Bond's goal 25 minutes into the second and Jai Sheen kicking what proved to be a really crucial goal just to, I suppose, wrestle back some momentum at the start of the last quarter.
Yeah, look, we probably dominated the quarter everywhere bar the scoreboard. We missed four set shots at goal that if we had to kick three of them, well, would have made a difference. But, yeah, we just didn't play play our brand in the third quarter. Weren't effective enough with the ball, played the dead side way too often. And to Leopold's credit, they capitalised on that. Yeah, but otherwise, you know, we probably didn't make the most of opportunities when we had ball in hand.
Was it the first two rounds always going to be a bit of a feeling out for clubs based off the fact 2020 wiped out, 2021 truncated, and, you know, 2022 is where we get a bit of fresh air?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I get asked the question all the time, you know, who are going to be the best teams in the competition? And my answer always is, well, I'm not really sure yet, other than the two that you'd expect to be up the top of the tree in St Mary's and Colac. You know, lots of clubs have done a lot of recruiting. Everyone's got some juniors coming through. We've had more juniors enter probably most senior football clubs than we've seen before because of the change in the age bracket from 19s to 18s. And you're never quite sure how those kids are going to transition. But, I think we're a month away still for really working out, you know, where the competition's heading and who are going to be the better teams.
Powered by Marine Geelong, Suzuki Marine, Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Damien McMahon, Newtown Chul coach. Here's Jason Doherty on K-Rock Footy.
Macca, congratulations. We spoke before the game about the makeup of your back line. I was really impressed with the way they set up. Obviously, we know what Luke Maddock and Luke Kerman and they do back there, but Byrne and Blake Reid, they were magnificent for you today. And sorry, that was one of Kirsch's questions he just crossed out. But they were great, the setup up back today for you.
Yeah, we're really happy with how our defenders are going. We've got a pretty strong system, we feel, and some of those younger guys just need to slot into that. Second game for Reedy, hasn't played much footy with us, but you know, his ability to mark the ball, spoil at the right times and then use it and run off was really impressive. He's going to be a very good player, as I mentioned before the call. He'll play some VFL football before the year's out. And a Chaz Kapala, Harrison Orr, you know, as those small backs, they're learning week by week. They're hard at the contest, and generally when they get it, they do something with it.
I'm not allowed to ask any more questions. Here's Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Football. Mackie, what do you reckon about your inside 50 count this week? I reckon it was more than 32, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I'm hoping it was plus 50, but not really sure at the moment. Yeah, we took it in plenty of times, even in the third quarter. It was probably in our forward line more than theirs without hitting the scoreboard. So, I'm not sure what it was, but hopefully you're going to tell me it's over 50.
Nah, it will be. Macca, you and I probably mentioned the pre-game the last probably 2 years. You and I have mentioned that connectivity with your forwards. I thought it was a lot better today because you got the ball in a little bit quicker and it gave you time to sort of get the Leopold defenders off the cuff a little bit, I reckon.
Yeah, there's no doubt we've sped our ball movement up going inside forward 50 and having some, you know, targets like Sheen and Bond up there and even Pocock at times is, impressive. We can get it there quick enough. You know, Bond's the sort of guy that's going to do some damage in a one-on-one scenario, and, you know, we've seen that. If he gets his opportunities in front of goal, he'll kick a bag. So really excited about the connection he's building. You know, he's a second-year player. He only played half a dozen games for us last year, so, you know, another pre-season. Even though he's been at Carlton and doing a lot of training with us, I should say, he's really picked up the speed because he's been able to play in all our practice matches and starting to string some form together.
I thought you were really good around the source as well, but more importantly, when you won it at the source, you had really good shape on the outside and you really hurt them in that area.
Yeah, I thought our stoppage work was probably the difference for a long period of the game, particularly in the second quarter when they had the breeze. Thought we really closed them down. We didn't allow them to exit the contest. You know, we've got some balls around the ball there, and you know, Bogue, McMahon, you know, even Diamond playing through there at the moment gives us a different look. And then, you know, a young player like Connor Floppiani going through there, another big strong body that, you know, doesn't let anyone exit without him getting his hands on him. Yep.
There's a bloke, though, that gives them that first-class service. And Cam Wilkinson's tap work today was sublime.
Yeah, he's really finding his feet as a ruckman, and thought he really got all on top of both the Leopold ruckman. We were sort of thinking that was a position on the ground we should be able to win, and thought he got better as the game went on. His ability to mark the ball and also give us some forward thrust as well was really impressive. He's only going to get better from that as he gets fitter and gains more confidence and really grows into his body. As we know, he's a big, strong unit, and he's starting to realise that.
And I thought Macca Pocock gave him a good chop out today too, and he looks a likely type, both in the ruck and up forward.
Yeah, for a 19-year-old, he runs and jumps at it, and, you know, he's pretty green. He's got a bit of work to do and needs a lot of coaching, but we're really excited about what he can offer us. You know, he's just a ripping kid. He works hard and really coachable, so... Yeah, I think everyone at Newtown's excited about what the future holds for Alex.
Macca, enjoy your Easter weekend off with a 2-0 record. Fantastic start for your team and a big game against Geelong West to follow. We wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season. Look forward to seeing you on K-Rock soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you covering the game.
Hello, Macca.
Hey, Macca. Tony
Mahon joining us there, winning the Pride Cup this afternoon. Newtown and Chewell, 11.975 to 8.755.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.